Hello and welcome to South Carolina Spook Show. I am your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and for the whole month of October, I'll be bringing you short stories of true crime and paranormal activity around the Palmetto State, leading up to the spookiest day of the year, Halloween. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you prefer so you can be notified whenever new episodes drop. You can follow the show on different social media pages like Facebook and Instagram. It's at South Carolina Spook Show, and also on Twitter at SC Spook Show. You can send me episode suggestions or your own personal stories to scspookshow@gmail.com or shoot me a message on any of the social media sites that I mentioned before. You can check out my other podcast. It's called When Words Fail, Music Speaks. I do that with my good buddy James Cox. It's all about music and mental health. It is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. With all that out of the way, let's get into today's spooky short story.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following passage is titled, Bottle Trees, taken from the book, Legends and Lore of South Carolina, by Sherman Carmichael. When journeying through South Carolina and many other southern states, you may notice unusual trees in some of the yards. These trees are covered with bottles, not leaves. Some are adorned with blue bottles, while others have many different colored bottles. It was once believed that the origin of the bottle tree dated back to the Congo in Africa in the 9th century AD. Bottle trees and the folklore go back much further in time, though. The superstitions and beliefs surrounding the bottle tree were embraced by most ancient cultures. Glass bottles began appearing around 1600 BC in Egypt. Around that time, stories began circulating that spirits could live in these bottles. These stories led to the belief in bottle imps and genies. In the 9th century in the Congo, the natives would hang hand-blown glass on their huts and in nearby trees to ward off or capture evil spirits and to keep them out of their huts. According to the legend, the colorful bottles would attract evil spirits, which were drawn to the bottles by the burst of sunlight on the color. Once the spirit entered a bottle, it could not escape. Another legend that goes along with the trapped spirit is that when the wind blows, you can hear the spirits moaning. It is believed that the wandering spirits get trapped at night, and when the morning sun rises, the sunlight will kill the evil spirit. Another legend is that the bottles hold the spirits of their ancestors, while others believe that the bottle tree grants wishes. During the slave period in America, slaves would put bottles in trees in hopes that the evil spirit would go back into the bottle and be trapped. Once the spirit was in the bottle, the slaves would put a cork or some other object in the top of the bottle so the spirit couldn't escape. They would throw the bottle into the river to wash away the spirit. You will run into people who refuse to put up bottle trees due to the connection to pagan superstitions. Many believe the folklore has transformed their yard or their flower garden into an enchanted garden. Bottle trees have become a unique southern gardening tradition, and if you were wondering, blue is the preferred color. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you can be notified when these daily episodes drop, and I'll see you tomorrow. I'm your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and this is South Carolina Spook Show. Y'all stay spooky and have a happy Halloween.
life isn't always easy. In fact, we all battle depression during life's ups and downs. Music has always been the thing that we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face. The podcast, When Words Fail, Music Speaks, with hosts James and Blake, discusses the healing power of music. They interview bands, break down genres, review band biographies, and a lot more. On When Words Fail, Music Speaks, enjoy interviews and lively discussions about musicians and songs you know and love. This is a podcast any music lover will enjoy. Add When Words Fail, Music Speaks to your podcast playlist right now. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and wherever you listen to podcasts.